Shalom. This is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. For this week and next, I'm going to go into again and even more in depth of something that really has been anointed by God. You know, the Holy Spirit, He can take up with you on something or not take up with you on something when you're in the Spirit praying. And you can tell when He takes up with you. He has taken up with us on prayer for an awakening to God in America and around the world. It seemed to start on Sunday, June 29th, 2009, at our Sunday afternoon corporate prayer meeting here on Prayer Mountain. A little bit about Prayer Mountain. We were sent here by the Lord to these now. We have more than 200 acres here in Missouri near Branson. And He sent us here to build and dedicate a place, establish a place of prayer. Prayer for individuals, which mostly takes part in the cabins that we have here dedicated to prayer. And then corporate prayer. And those two kinds of prayer were to be for two purposes. These are the purposes God gave us when we came to Prayer Mountain. Number one, to pray in the plan of God. Number two, to stop the strategy of the enemy. The first time I walked out on these grounds in 1995, July, it was hot and brambles were everywhere. And I felt like Br'er Rabbit in the briar patch. Only I wasn't accustomed to the briars like he was. But God has helped us. There's no other answer to it than God has helped us. And so Sunday, June 29, 2009, part of the miracle is that we have this place. We have a chapel. We have corporate prayers who come every Sunday. And I think there are about, there are about 40 of them who are like a core group. We have visitors come in and go out, but we have a core group who have been praying together now for years, a few years. We were praying that Sunday, June 29, about the then upcoming elections, November 2008. Actually, it was, I've been saying June 29, 2009. It was June, we're not even there yet. It was June 29, 2008. We were praying about the then upcoming elections, which would be in November. We were praying about our country. We were praying about Israel, praying about the nations. We have come to the place as we've grown in prayer that we can pray in unity. And we prayed that afternoon as one man. And as we did that, we were lifted up. Then, as in Acts 13, 2, the Holy Ghost said, and I'm reading you Acts 13, 2, while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Ghost said, we were ministering to the Lord, we were praying, and the Holy Ghost spoke. A strong anointing came upon me, very strong, and the gift of prophecy began to work very strong, even the office of the prophet. I remember that it was strong and in a way rebuked us. There is one thing that will save America, the Holy Spirit said, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. There is one thing that will help Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. The word of the Lord continued. He brought to us and our remembrance the importance of prayer in any awakening, the place of prayer preceding the awakenings of the past. He brought to us the place of our ministry and its association to prayer. He spoke to us about the then upcoming prayer meeting in October, which we called the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. We knew that almost 4,000 prayers from across America and around the world would come together to hear from and to be used of the Lord in corporate prayer. Some truly anointed, some truly supernatural revelations came to us in the 2 weeks between June 29th, when we first heard the Lord say that, and July 13, 2 weeks later. But I won't go into that here. You've heard some of it as we spoke about the ambers. I see more about those ambers and what's inside us than ever, but we want to move on now. That Sunday afternoon, June 29, 2008, there came a desire to know about what is recognized in our nation as the awakenings, especially the Great Awakening, which preceded the birth of the United States of America. In the next 2 weeks, we will study these awakenings and especially how we can have an awakening today. But first, the Holy Spirit said, there is one thing that will save America. What does it mean to save America? That's what we're going to look at first. Does it mean that every American will be born again? No. Primarily, at this time, it means to save America from the judgments of God. We are at the end of days. Judgments of the nations are being fulfilled. They will meet their climax, as is recorded in Matthew 25. They are going on now, however. In Matthew 25, verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. This is not Jesus coming in the rapture. This is Jesus comes in the rapture and meets His church and takes her to the marriage supper of the Lamb. This is after the marriage supper of the Lamb, as is recorded in Revelation 19. He's coming back in all of His glory, all of His angels with Him. He will sit on His glorious throne. And verse 20, chapter 25, Matthew 32, all the nations will be gathered before Him. And He will separate them one from another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Not all the Jews will be gathered before Him. Not all the church will be gathered before Him. All the nations will be gathered before Him. The nations of this earth that are on the earth after the tribulation time. All those nations will be gathered together before Him. He will separate them one from another as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right hand and the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on His right, come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. They ask Him, he said, that they did certain things, that they visited Him in the prison, that they gave Him water. And they said, when did we do these things? And Matthew 25:40 says, the king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me. The brothers he's talking about are the Jews who were terribly treated by the Antichrist and Satan during the tribulation period. Then, verse 40, the king will answer and say to them, truly, well, we read that. Then verse 41, then he will also say to those on his left, depart from me, accursed one, into the eternal fire, which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, you did not invite me, and naked, you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me. Then they themselves will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you do not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So we see that this is a works judgment. It is not the judgment of the church. It is the judgment, not the judgment of the Jews. It is the judgment of the nations. And he said, it's a works judgment, verse 25, chapter 25, Matthew, verse 40. In the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me. His brethren, the Jews. He recognizes the Jews as his brothers. He is their Messiah. When it tells in Micah chapter 5, verse 2 of his coming, listen to what it says. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel. whose goings forth have been of old, from everlasting. He's speaking of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ. He was the ancient days. He had walked up and down through the eternities. But he was going to come to earth as the newborn Messiah in Bethlehem, Ephrata. He will be a ruler in Israel, it says in this verse. But, Micah chapter 5, verse 3, therefore he will give them up until the time that she which travails has brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. He will give up that nation for a while as to ruling over them until she which travails has brought forth, until they come back and the new nation of Israel, or the old nation of Israel, excuse me, is reborn. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord and the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. He will be the ruler in Israel. They will come back. He will stand among them and be the king over the earth. Now, this is after the tribulation, this Matthew chapter 25, when he returns from the marriage supper of the Lamb, Revelation 19. And it says there, first he has the marriage supper. Glory to God. That's where the church is. Hallelujah. Chapter 19, verse 6. For I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, the sound of many waters. Hallelujah. The Lord our God reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to him, for the marriage of this Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. It was given to her to clothe her in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We are at the marriage supper of the Lamb. It transpires during the 7 years. And after those 7 years, verse 11, then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat upon it was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. He has a name written on him which no one knows. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Now, get this. The armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, follow him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. Hallelujah. He's coming forth. It is important to know that the judgment of the nations is taking place now, and that's the climax of it. You know, we're going to look deeply into some of these last day things in April 14 through 27, right here at Prayer Mountain in our School of Eschatology, with emphasis on the book of Daniel and also into the book of Revelation. You need to telephone us to register. We don't have room for a lot of people, maybe about 200 or so. Won't you be one of them? Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 to register to find out about our eschatology school on the book of Daniel. This is Billy Brim saying to you, shalom, shalom, until tomorrow, when we'll look again at the judgments and the awakening.